At precisely 4:40 on the morning of November 4th, 1963, the number 8 streetcar, Towson to Catonsville, in the days when public transportation meant, for the most part, streetcars and not buses, was lumbering along Frederick Road. Suddenly, a passenger got out of his seat and began to remove the advertising cards from their frames, one by one. Then another passenger, encouraged by such aggression, cut a length of signal bell cord. Moments later, still another passenger began to unscrew the overhead ceiling light frames. These were not acts of vandalism, and this was no routine Towson to Catonsville run for the old number 8 through West Baltimore. These were souvenir hunters riding the number 8 to glory. This would be the last regularly scheduled run for any working streetcar in Baltimore, the end of a 104-year history. Many riders had come as far away as New York and Washington to share in these heady moments. By now, though, as the car rumbled on through the night, the souvenir hunters had taken all of the signal cords, 3 window frames, and 6 light fixtures. One souvenir hunter had loosened a complete seat, legs, braces, and all, and was preparing to move it out the door when the car came to its final stop, the Irvington Car House, at 5:25 a.m., 2 minutes behind schedule. The motorman, Thomas Jackson, reached toward the 15 buttons on his dashboard and pulled them all to off. Then Jackson cranked his handbrake, got out of the car, and reached over to the front wheel to put in place the chock, a triangular wooded wedge that was routinely placed snugly under the right front wheel of a streetcar to ensure that the unmanned car didn't move. That should have been the historic last official act, ending streetcar service in Baltimore. But it was not. When Jackson reached for the chock, it was gone. A souvenir hunter had beaten him to it.